debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Woo! Welcome to the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
So Anna, you know, I have to manage you. You know that.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Now, so I've let a lot of things, like I'm really, you know, like things I used to really freak out about, I've like, Johnny, like, you know, pussified. Like, I don't run near as hard as I used to. I used to be impossible.
Everyone that knows you now and then says that. So.
I mean, I used to be the biggest dick ever to live. Even my son, who lives with me, Tyler, hello?
Hello?
Jesus, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
How's those t-shirt sales?
They're doing good.
By the way, you can go to BubbaArmyMerch.com and buy the 2021? Was this the 2021 or 2022 shirt?
Both.
Yeah. Tyler's new race shirt, supporting his race team, they're available at BubbaArmyMerch.com. But just being my son, you know, you've been with me the longest, had the most interaction with me. Have I changed tremendously, you think, over stuff I used to flip out over?
Oh, 100%.
Like when you wrecked my truck not too long ago. he smashed in the back tailgate. He really did. And he smashed, and you scraped the side, did you not?
Yes.
Scraped the side, and he probably did about at least $2,000 worth of damage. Whew. I think Rob might do it for me for free. But anyway, it doesn't matter. And I didn't even be like, I don't think I even freaked out on that, did I?
No, you were fine with it because we've all... scratched it. You scratched it, so...
Oh, like, hold on. That's not what we're going with,
Daddy,
son.
You're so cool. I'm going to put it back on you now.
We're not going there, son. How I've hit it a few times. We're talking about how... Can you imagine, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago?
If you told Doug, look, I scratched your motorcycle, but no big deal because you already had a scratch on it.
I'd be picking at my front teeth.
I know.
I would be.
You know, Bubba, I think that your niceness corresponds to your improved relationships with him.
With Tyler?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think after he, like, and you sort of, like, rebonded, you've just been a nicer person.
Yeah, well, I was miserable without him.
Muffy.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's true.
When your kid leaves you for a year and a half and doesn't say a word to you, I mean, I was going to try to kill myself.
Way
I was
to go, so Tyler. Bummed out.
What a dick.
Yeah. What a dick.
Well, I told you back when me and you didn't talk for a while. Like, not being able to talk and see Tyler was, like, the biggest problem.
Yeah, great. Well, now you can work shoulder to shoulder with him, buddy. Get all you want.
Yeah, now I can't get away from him.
I know. All right, Tyler. Love you. See ya. Bye.
Thanks for calming him.
Yeah, thanks for calming down. So, Anna,
yeah.
I'm, like, super cool compared to what I used to be.
Yeah, I know.
But I do have one... Like, man, I'm super loose with everything around here. Like, if you, like, hey, you know, I need a day off to go see my mom in California... Okay, no problem. Hey, I want to show up high at work today. Just gored it out of my mind. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, I want to do a show about, you know, whatever. Okay.
Hey, I want to show up late for a big event.
Okay, that's, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Now, so, Anna.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I give you a lot of leeway. I love you to death, but there's really only one thing that's left on my Bubba formerly was a dick list, is being at least 10 minutes early when we have to leave. And I specifically said that on the air last week. That's what's so disappointing, I should say. That's what's so hurtful.
It's insolence.
Yes. It's just not caring about what I want. And it's all making it all about you, quite frankly.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just disappointing.
I really am sorry.
Because I think I said, I want you here at 10 till. If you do you have the exact quote over there on your Trapper Keeper?
Oh, yes, I do.
You do. What is it? Okay, here we go.
As long as Dr. Dan is here, we will be pulling out of the gate by 3:50. Be here by before 10 till 4.
No, we're not going to pull out at 3:50.
Well, you wanted to pull out at 3:50. I had some scribbles, too.
Oh, okay.
But be here 10 minutes before, and if we could, we would leave 10 minutes before.
Right.
Okay.
But no matter what, we're leaving at 4.
Yeah, but I do remember specifically saying, Blitz will be driving the Escalade wheels across the gate at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dead money.
Yeah, at the latest.
Dead money. Our wheels are pulling across the gate at 4, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
So, here it is, 3 till. We're looking at our clocks. I'm like, I hope to God this bitch is late now.
Yeah, you kept saying that.
Hope to God she is late.
I want to be in the car driving down the street, look in my rearview mirror, and see her pulling up and still not go get her.
We were getting in the car at 3 of, ready to pull out. We were, loaded. We were ready to go.
Yeah, at 5 of, we started loading. I'm like, everybody get in.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, I think, was last in at like 3 till, and then all of a sudden... And you were running the hell out of that car too. I know you're scaredy pants, but you will speed.
Yeah.
You getting anxiety at all? Or
Yeah, I was. But I saw where my gas gauge was, and I was like, I got to get gas before I cross the bridge.
Now, do you know that you didn't have to fill it up? Did you know you could just literally have squeezed like $6-7 in there? You know, which you know will get you here. Would get you there and back, really. But then you could get gas at the 7-Eleven after the event. Did you think about that? That would have saved you 5 minutes had you not filled it all the way up. You just put a little bit in.
Or,
I know you used your debit card.
Or maybe like the day before, you were like, hey, I have to drive over the bridge again. Maybe
I know. It completely slipped my mind. So, I am sorry.
So.
You're mad at me.
I am.
No.
You weren't early enough.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know. I just don't understand.
Because he was in a bad mood when we pulled out. Bubba was grumpy for a while.
He was.
I was grumpy because I was mad at you. I was like, the one thing that I is like, and it's kind of like poking me in the chest a little bit metaphorically.
I didn't mean to be Scott the sales pig. I'm sorry.
I got Scott the sales pig stuff to talk about, and I think everybody's going to be a little bit surprised on my spin on this, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was surprised that
me
night.
Me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me. Listen, bitch. Don't squirrel me.
I'm not.
On
I'm
heat
saying,
I got
I'm,
with
I
you.
I wasn't trying to poke you like Scott. That was not my intent, and
but,
I'm sorry.
But when you show up, when the boss says, "I need everybody there at 10 till, no later," and you pull up at 2 till, that just shows the other employees. You know, I mean, it just I don't know. It says a lot, but you're not trying to say a lot, but you really are saying a lot.
Okay.
Especially when you are as responsible as you are. Like, you're not considered a hot mess. Like, you're very buttoned up. You very, very reliable.
Thank you.
Like, that's not your thing. Like,
no,
the rap
but
on
I am
you.
Bad with time management. That is a fact.
Oh.
And her respect is just, you know, just down the totem pole for us.
Okay.
What's that, Dan?
Her respect for us is just down the totem pole, you know? I mean, there's other things that are more important.
Thing people say.
I don't know. I like totem poles.
I know exactly the kind of totem poles Blitz was thinking about, and that's the exact I was thinking about. And I'm like, man, he's distracting me with some real cool stuff here, Blitz.
I know.
He's Blitz. The way I'm like, Dan's going to give me and Blitz some totem poles. Now, you show up late with some totem poles, we'll talk.
Okay. Good to know.
Oh, I'm talking the real totem poles, not the little football willies.
Not footballs.
I'm talking about those
real twos.
Those 3 MGs?
Two
MGs?
Yeah.
The big 2 MGs with the quarter markers? Yeah. Oh, those are the best totem poles ever made in the history of, You ever done a totem pole before, Anna?
I don't think so. I don't know what it. I don't think I know what a totem pole is. I know what it is, but I don't think I know what you're referring to.
All right, don't worry about it. Nobody talk about it on the air.
Okay.
And what me and Blitz are really into totem poles.
Yeah. Blitz.
So anyway,
it's a half
now,
a pole.
So while
yeah. it's a half a pole.
Okay. I get
so
it. 14 hours of sleep for me.
Oh, they're so nice.
Yeah, they are.
But they kind of put you in a little totem pole hole the next morning. You're like you're kind of grogged out. Takes you half a day to work it all the way out. You know
it
what I'm
does.
Saying?
It does.
It really does.
Especially you do that much of it.
So yeah, it takes you like half a day to work it out, and that's if you pile a kicker on it.
You know, we thought my dad was having problems, and he was taking those at night to sleep. And the next morning, he was a goofball. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
He was zombied out, was he not?
He was all bubbing up.
What do you mean, bub it up, bitch?
Well, I mean, bub it up.
What do you mean?
It means he was goofy as hell. Oh. Is that what you mean, Dan?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun to
quit
be around.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Quit getting me off the heat on you, Anna.
Oh, sorry.
So, Anna, listen. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
What did you do so important? Okay, so what did you do Friday night after work?
I did laundry.
All right, you did laundry.
Washed my hair, went to the gym, went grocery shopping.
All right, so did the gym require you to use your vehicle?
Yes.
All right, so Friday and grocery shopping probably requires you to use your vehicle as well.
Yeah.
One into the other.
Right.
Why couldn't you have just got, I know that you get that gas right there at the racetrack, right there, the mega, the
yeah,
racetrack.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It's not that I didn't have time. I literally just forgot.
Like Blitzer, some of us who don't strategically live, like Dan doesn't live close to a gas station.
Nope. Yeah, no, I do. Right. And I messed up.
I live close to one, but you might get shot there, so I try not to go to that one.
Hold on. But Anna's racetrack mega center, like that's a
nice one.
They got like 1,000 pumps.
Oh, I got
there.
Like a Wawa. I got a 7-Eleven and within a mile.
Yeah, you got it all.
Yeah. So, no, it's totally my fault. I take full responsibility. It was just bad time. It was bad management.
It was bad. Well, okay.
It was.
So now when you're getting, would you stop it?
I will tell you this, though.
I will tell you this, and I'm not trying.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up. It's going from being funny to being stupid like I'm a goddamn zookeeper.
Sorry.
Jesus. Shut up.
My bad.
So.
Just trying new things
out. I will say this. As mad as I am, and you, I'm going to say this without either getting shot by Blitz or being disrespectful. And I'm going to say it, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Your ass, it looked pretty nice.
Ooh, thank you.
And those that whole boot tie-in with the skin. That,
see, I can pull it off.
Yeah.
Whew, I will tell you this. I'm like, I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, whoo, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really notice it because I was mad at you when you got in the car because I didn't really look at you. I looked away.
Yeah.
But when we got out at Arby's, you went out my side.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. I didn't know she was working with that kind of business.
Would you have been less mad?
Probably.
Okay.
You should have walked backwards toward the car.
You should have started moonwalking on my side.
Or like walked in front of the car so he could see you as you looked forward.
Or Tony Katane and got up on the hood and done like a whole Whitesnake gimmick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dan would have loved that.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Right.
If Anna would have jumped up on the hood.
And
wearing her boots.
So anyway, had you like when you got out of your car, I just turned away because I was so mad.
I know.
So I didn't even see you because you had to. I was, you know, Dan and I were in the second row, and so you had to literally walk right, you know, get right beside me when you were getting into the vehicle. I was already in there.
Right.
You missed your juicy ass.
I didn't see nothing. That's how mad I just turned away.
I know.
Just like I'm so mad at her. But had I known you had that whole big phew, that. You might want to put that down for, you know, as that one works. That's a good ensemble.
Okay, good.
Like when you're going there and you know feel a little frisky one night, you want that, you know, you're trying to throw out the I want the D energy, but you don't.
And just wear that gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. But we're continuing on our as we drove over to the JVC Stogies and Spirits. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Stogies and Spirits at Henry's Depot. In Sanford. Nice place.
Yeah. That was great.
Nice place.
Food was good.
I kind of wish
it was. Sandwich
was
awesome.
I think I liked the people here this year better.
The venue was better last year.
I liked the venue because it felt like more of just our venue.
That's exactly what I said.
I felt as if we just got, you know, like looped in with a bunch of other people and only half the people there were Florida Man Radio guys.
That's probably accurate.
So we pull out of here, and we're in the Romina Escalade Express, which is a $120,000 2021 Chevy or a Cadillac Escalade, which is really badass.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was a pleasant drive.
It's just a really bad. I mean,
beautiful.
At 105, she runs pretty damn good, buddy. And Blitz is a hell of a stick man.
Yeah.
So it's just I don't know. It's just very comfortable. Usually, when you take six people. You know, in some type of vehicle, you're not that comfortable.
Right. Or if you are, it looks like ass from the inside.
Right, it looks like you know, like some Hyundai extended.
Yeah, like a rape van or something.
We literally look like Secret Service pulling
in. Yeah,
I mean, like, it's badass. So we're driving, and by the way, it's Dan's wife's car. So Dan gets a little heat when we take it, because that leaves her with what? What does she drive, Dan, when you're gone?
My beater Porsche.
The beater Porsche.
The beater Porsche.
Yes.
You mean your Porsche SUV?
Yes.
Why do you call it the beater?
Because it's, I don't know.
Because it kind of
is.
I mean, it kind of is.
It's 16 years old.
Yeah.
I know, but it's still a Porsche.
I know.
Still looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still badass.
Still fun to drive.
Yeah.
I won't get rid of it. It's going to have to die.
Yeah, because you'll owe Jay money if you do.
So, like, hold on.
That's why.
So, hold on. Is it kind of like what my Crown Vic is to me, my beater car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have this affinity for it.
All right. So, Romina, I'm sorry, but when we take her 21 Clade, she has to drive the beater Porsche. Mm. A lot of women would love to be driving that beater Porsche
Not
right now.
Not me. It embarrassed my family.
Sophia literally rolled her eyes. She goes, wait, we gotta pull up to the house with this car?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so spoiled.
She's like, yeah.
I just wanted to smack her.
So, by the way, Romina is familiar with your impersonation, and she loves it, by the way. She thinks it's funny.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So we pull out of the BRN, and there's Dan. So to know about, I mean, everybody's great. I'm a little mad. It takes me probably, 10 or 15 minutes to warm up to Anna, because I'm mad. Anna, could you tell I was mad?
Yeah, I could.
You could?
I was trying to offer you drinks to mellow you out, but you weren't having
it. See, and I was initially of the mindset that I wanted to drink a few with you, if you remember.
Right, I do.
I know,
but I understood why you didn't want to take any of my drinks.
Yeah.
You were mad, and I got it.
He didn't soften up until, like, Brandon.
Yeah, probably over by the fairgrounds is when I started. I think you guys distracted me with some type of seminal hard rock fact.
Yeah.
That may have gotten me, you guys all know. I'm sure every one of you guys were thinking, hey, we need to get Bubba in a better mood somehow.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is like, we just left and you're in a bad mood. We're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But like a spirit animal, Blitz sucked the bad mood out of you.
Oh, he did.
And
he did.
Assimilated himself.
He did. He's a great bad mood sucker. I'll tell you that right now.
He's a good sucker.
One of the best. So I keep him around. He sucks my bad moods better than anybody. No, he's not a sucker. He's a blower. He blows bad moods into me, usually.
Actually, I think Dr. Dan, I think you sucked it out of Bubba.
Yeah, Dan, I think when you grabbed my leg, when you started grabbing my leg and we started getting a little handsy with
tickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, knee. Not the knee, not the knee.
Thank God, thank God my boyfriend was there, Anna, or I would have been just mad at you all night long.
I know.
So we're driving there, and within 10 minutes, I'm kind of, all right, I'm normal.
I think we started talking about, like, your Friday experience with Dan.
My Morpheus
Botox
deal. Yeah,
and
there you go.
You got squirreled
on
that.
My face looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan was showing off how big of a star he was.
And so Dan, at this point, Dan's getting, Dan's drinking, Dan's having a good time. Dan's having the Dan show. We are in the middle of the Dan show.
Yes, we are.
And we're all loving it, by the way.
Now, can I tell you what an actual quote from one of his employees at the surgery center said to me on Friday? And that's how I got the Dan show. I go, so how are all you girls doing? And I go, we're just extras in the Dan show. That's what they all, I go, what? And I go, we're just extras. Those people in the background in the Dan show, starring Dan.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of a Dan show. Dan has now proclaimed that he wants a helicopter.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
hold on. At first, he wants a full-blown helicopter. And then he asked Blitz, well, what will, a $250,000 get me in the helicopter world? Blitz says,
he said, how much is a $250,000 helicopter worth?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a quarter million.
How much would it cost?
I'm telling Dan, you're stupid. You can't get a helicopter. The hell I can't get a helicopter. Dan, you're not going to be able to land at your house.
Okay, fine then. How much does a $500,000 helicopter cost?
Yeah.
He's going to make friends with the MacDill Air Force.
He says, I go, Dan, you're not going to be able to fly. And he goes, well, first of all, he says, F to my neighbors. They can all F off because I'm landing my helicopter. I go, what about MacDill? You live, 500 feet from MacDill. MacDill, this is an actual quote. I'll just call them up and tell them, I'm your friend. Can you imagine calling Hello, MacDill? And now there's about 8,000 extensions you can call within the MacDill. But you call the main number. Hello, MacDill. Yeah, this is Dan Diaco down the road a little bit. I'm getting ready to have a helicopter, but could you please tell the general or whomever I am the your friend.
Oh, okay, good.
Look, in a time of war, if you ever need an extra helicopter, yeah. I'm in.
So we then go to Dan, and now we haven't even got to Love's Travel Center yet, because we had denoted the fact that we were going to stop at Love's.
Well, don't forget the kind of helicopter Dan said.
Yeah. Well, I know.
He's gonna do it.
I'm getting into that.
Okay.
So we get in. Before we stop at Love's, Dan says, I'm going to get me a wooden helicopter. We're like, what? I'm going to get me a wooden helicopter. And so that was a discussion in itself.
He started out, he wanted a balsa one.
Yeah.
And then he realized, well, balsa's not really cool, that he wants a mahogany helicopter.
Well, he also wants to take his surfboard with him on and jump and out so and surf waves.
So I said to him, I go, Dan, what do you need a helicopter for? Like,
where are you going
to
go?
And he goes, like an idiot, rather than say, well, I'm going to use it to fly down to Sebring and fly over to Miami and then fly over to Orlando. And he goes, I'm going to have him hover above the ocean and drop me in with my
He said, I'll just land anywhere I want.
Yeah he did.
I'll land in the water and I'll just surf to shore.
We have that conversation with him, and I'm the only one that'll tell him, really. Everybody usually just appeases Dan, but I'm the one that'll tell Dan, you're an absolute idiot.
You're just laughing.
Yeah, it's like, you're so stupid, Dan. And so then we get to Love's Travel Center. And Blitz is, Johnny, I'm on a diet. He didn't really like Arby's, so he didn't want any Arby's. There's an Arby's there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, for whatever reasons, are famished. You know, stuff makes you hungry.
Right.
Driving, not moving.
Yeah. Driving makes us hungry. So Sitting. Dan is just absolutely out of his skin, unglued, so hungry. Like, he's so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lummy, I don't know how hungry you were.
I ate before. That's...
Blitz said no, and Anna went and got a truck stop salad.
Yep.
So Dan orders three sandwiches, a fry, an apple turnover, and a cookie, and eats it all except for the one sandwich that we gave Lummy. And so
it was intense.
We don't even need fuel and stuff. Like, we don't even get fuel. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just stopping there so that Dan can smoke a cigarette. Everybody can stretch out. We can see Anna's. Now, see, Anna, that's kind of where my madness really, really came to an end once I saw that donkey.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I got a big butt.
I was like, wow, she really, her ass looks good. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
thank you for telling me.
You get out. You go get your truck stop salad. We all eat. We get back in the car. As soon as we hit I-4, it's 3 minutes into it. Dan, man, I'm stuffed.
He like couldn't stuffed. Even sit right because he was uncomfortable.
Now, mind you, I'm not telling you things that me or Anna or Lummy, because really the only person that was just carrying on was Dan. Oh, we were all extras in the Dan show.
Just Dan's world, we're just living in it.
So everything's about Dan. I mean, everything up until this
point.
But
you
tried
to have a conversation with somebody, and Dan would chime in with just some weird nonsense.
Yeah. So the first,
it wasn't that bad.
So
nonsense.
Dan proclaims himself.
Wow.
My God, I'm stuffed. Jesus, I think I ate too much. Oh my God, I'm. Well. About 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes past that proclamation came, man, I'm hungry. I need some sweets. I need some sweets right now.
I forgot to get candy.
Yeah, I forgot to get candy. Man, I got to have some sweets. How much longer? Blitz, was this about halfway? Yeah. Blitz goes, no, this was actually about a quarter away. We're about 92 minutes away.
Oh, can my we God. Stop again?
Are you kidding me? We're 92 minutes away? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Bubba, what do you got over there? I got this, that, and that.
Who got?
Give me two of those.
Who brought what for food?
Yeah, who brought what? Bubba, what do you got?
I said, no, there's no eating in the car, remember?
Dan, I got some stuff. I got a this, that, and a this. Well, give me a this. No, I don't think I should give you this right now. I think we should time it a little bit better that I give that to you 35 minutes before we get there. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hey, so let me tell you something, everybody. When I get there, right, when I may have asked Dan, Dan, when we get there, what type of entrance do you want to do? Oh, I'll tell you what kind of entrance I'm going to do. You ready? First of all, I'm going to have my penis looking real big. I want every girl and every guy. Dan, do you want guys to notice your penis too? Yeah.
Everybody.
I want everybody. I want it right there on the side. I want it laying really nice. That's how I want it. That type of entrance I'd like to make. So Dan proclaims that he liked to be laying nice when we make our grand entrance. So we pull in. So we end up getting in a big traffic jam, like Orlando's traffic.
It's called I-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we end up going on 417 Toll Road. Wasn't that what we ended up on?
Yep.
And that ends up being jam-packed.
Yeah, not as bad as I-4, but still, yeah.
But we strategically get there, I would say, probably right on time.
Absolutely.
It was like 6:25 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we got there, Shannon Burke, everybody, we were probably the last ones of the staff to get there, but we got there nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the party in itself, there's just so much to talk about. We probably should attempt to talk about. First of all, I got to tell you, Mrs. Riz-Hiz is a beautiful woman.
She is gorgeous.
She kind of looks like a Reese Witherspoon,
like a Brittany Murphy kind of.
You know what she learned that night? She actually learned what Riz-Hiz was.
She had no idea before.
Didn't even know what his name was.
So hold on.
No, she didn't.
So she didn't know Riz-Hiz, the infamous Riz-Hiz in chat.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I met Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker.
He's great, too.
Yeah, he's nice.
When I see these people on, I'm like, oh, my God, now I know what you look like. I give him big hugs. I'm like, I've known Riz-Hiz for a while.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So Riz-Hiz, I think everybody in the Bubba Army knows what Riz-Hiz is.
Right.
Yeah.
Even my mom knows what Riz-Hiz is.
Yeah, even Jane
Dan, do you know what Riz-Hiz is?
Mm-hmm.
No, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does Romina?
No.
I know nothing.
I know nothing on Riz-Hiz.
I know nothing.
Well, that's like Mrs. Riz-Hiz. So Riz-Hiz, the infamous Riz-Hiz, whose name is Riz-Hiz,
mm-hmm.
and his wife we've affectionately called as Mrs. Riz-Hiz, much like we do Mrs. Fildo and, you know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But she didn't know what Riz-Hiz was. And she finally figured, somebody had the heart to tell her what it was this past Saturday, and she's like, ooh. I don't know about that. So right. I was kind of trying to get Riz-Hiz some more of that now that she knows, you know, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys see how good Lisa, the Globius of Globes,
looks?
Oh,
she's looking great.
My Lord, she's a very attractive woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she has lost, I don't know how much weight she's lost, but she's kind of Adele'd herself a little bit.
Oh,
that's what I told her. I said, man.
You did say that to her.
I said, you've Adele'd yourself. And she goes, what does that mean? I go, oh, cute chick, but now you're dialed in.
She's looking really good.
You look beautiful. And she did rubber jugs on me a few times.
Hell yeah.
Globes.
I'm sorry. She had him kind of corralled up a little bit.
Yeah, hidden.
Yeah, she had him kind of squeeze corralled. And she kind of rubbed a couple of them. Oh, God, they're so globy. And so, anyway, she looks great. And Shannon, of course, and his wife. You ever notice Shannon's wife always is rolling around with a couple hot single cougs?
She always brings them.
I'm thinking Shannon might have this all figured out.
Oh.
Well, I mean, every time I see him and his wife, which, by the way, I love his wife, Shannon.
She's super cool.
Yeah,
I mean, his wife, Kim.
Yeah, Kim's so cool.
She's so awesome. She's mm-hmm. a biker bitch, too. And, like, mm-hmm. she'll kick your ass, but she'll cut your hair and then kick your ass, or mm-hmm. vice versa. So anyway, anytime I see her, and she's what, probably about 45, 50 maybe?
If that, yeah.
But she's always got like two or three of these hot cougs rolling around, like mm-hmm. rolling around with her, like the part
That's
of the
her tribe.
Yeah, and I'm thinking maybe by the end of the night, but they might all end up back at Shannon's pool, and there's only one man and there's four girls.
It's
pretty
math,
good ratio, yeah.
No wonder Shannon's always in a good mood. He's got the coug squad over there all the time.
Right.
So, anyway, much love to my entire, you know, obviously Shannon and Justin Clark was there. And Justin, I just felt real awkward for me and you. Like, you know, it just felt real awkward.
Did he try to talk to you a couple times?
Or? I did tell him one time. I don't know that Justin understands my shtick, but we were getting ready to take a group photo and he was standing right beside me. And I'm like, you're not my friend. I got to stand by Shannon. And then I went over by Shannon. But that's just kind of a rib, you know.
Right, that's just
for effect.
Yeah.
I don't really feel that way, Justin. I like you a lot. But for effect, while we're in public, I'm just working the gimmick, you know.
And that's the way it was with us too.
I saw him go up to Dan, and I kind of watched that interaction. The first hello.
Yeah, he apologized.
He did,
but he shouldn't have apologized. You're the one that should have apologized.
No, he apologized for talking so much smack when he was on the air at Fort Walton,
because
that's what started that little part.
Mm. And Michaela, of course, his co-host.
She was there in attendance. I didn't think she was going to be there.
She's so hot. I mean, I'm so sorry.
She's beautiful.
I know I'm not supposed to be going on and on, but I almost couldn't even really talk to her. She started to just kind of talk to me a little bit, and I just kind of scrammed out because she's just too hot. I'm just like...
Kind of like trips you up?
Yeah, she kind of, you know what? She kind of trips me up. She does. Like, Michaela, I'd love.
It's like in those movies where the kid in high school goes up to the girl and just locks up.
Yeah, she, like, now, there's not a lot of bitches that lock me up, but she kind of locks me up. Because I just want to say, ah, damn.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, in my, like, she's just, in my world, she's just, like, perfect. And she's really good on the air. Like, she's, you know, a very much a conversationalist. Not that I want that in my personal life, conversationalist. I want you to say
Brian,
nothing.
Shut up and go to bed. But, take some pills and fall asleep, bitch.
But.
Sorry.
I got to think of that. You know, I got to think that you, if you could get some of that conversationalist in bed, that would be good, right? And again, I'm just, you know.
Story time.
I'm just spitting some game right now. Story time with Michaela. Whew, that'd be hot, wouldn't it?
Hell yeah.
And so we all get there and we kind of all do our thing. Everybody kind of knows how to work the room. Dan goes and has his little Dan people that he's talking to. And
has another meal.
Yeah, it has another meal.
Yeah, I did.
Dan, you did have a, you had an Italian sub, did you not?
Yeah, a whole Italian
sub.
So good,
man. Dan
delicious.
Bought me one. It was so good.
And then got a Milky Way, and he's like, "Anna, I need you to hold this for
Anna,
me."
Nobody offered me one. Maybe it's because I look, I saw the picture of what I looked like. I look like a trucker. But nobody offered me any food.
Well, I think he escaped to go find food, and Blitz just followed him.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I was.
Yeah.
Working or taking pictures.
Yeah, you were talking to people.
Yeah, I didn't get offered food. I just saw Dr. Dan eating it down.
Now, let me
you doing all those lemon drops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I think I did like four lemon. I was actually pretty messed up.
Oh, yeah, you were drinking.
Four shots will get me.
You did four?
I did four, three.
By the way, we went and got that sandwich. And then as we're walking back, Dan talked to the ice cream guy. He said, "What time are you going to be open until? Because I'm coming back for ice cream." And then stopped by the hot dog place and was like, "Oh, I need to get a Chicago dog as well."
How the hell?
Dan, how are you not fatter than me?
I don't know, man. I have a hollow leg.
Yeah, like what I'm saying is like you've lost a step on the edge, kid. Like, I don't know. You missed pickups?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't know I missed the pickups.
I don't want to. Oh, you've missed a ton of pickups in the last couple weeks.
Oh, Jesus has something to say about missing pickups.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, there's I'm kind of mad at Lummy right now.
Uh-oh.
This is a shoot, by the way.
This is a shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
You know, I was mad at him last week. He left the water on here at the studios and flooded them.
Killed the ducks.
Didn't kill them. They were swimming in the parking lot when usually you're just walking.
Killed the bunny? You drowned one?
Bunnies don't swim.
Yeah, so what happened, Tyler? So I got heat with them, so I can only imagine.
So yesterday, and Blitz was even here for this, so he'll agree with me. But yesterday, Lummy's like, "Hey, can you pick me up in the morning around 5:30 at this automotive place?"
Who, you?
Yeah, because he's getting a battery change and an oil change and stuff like that. So I'm like,
tires rotated.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Well, I didn't hear from him last night or this morning, so it's 5:30. I'm like, "Hey, Lummy, I'm here." He calls me like 2 minutes later.
Here, he's at the automotive place.
Yeah, I'm at the place waiting to get him, and he's like, he calls me. He's like, "You're there?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" "Oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm late. You can go to the studio."
How far was it from here?
Lummy.
10-15 minutes.
I know. I apologize.
That's even my kid. I even want to take a step back on the ruling here, but just giving it to Dan and Blitz and Anna and kind of their initial reaction. I mean, Anna, what do you think?
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I felt horrible.
Dan?
Let's meet at Ybor City at 4:45 a.m. and then blow me off.
Yeah.
So pissed.
Lummy, and to my kid, man, he was there responsible,
wait,
man.
And Tyler, when did he initially ask you? You said it was...
After the show yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, it was yesterday.
And he just didn't confirm last night or this morning? And...
Well, I mean, it was confirmed yesterday.
No,
was,
I'm just asking, like, if there was any more correspondence.
Lummy.
I mean,
we might hit 5,000, 4,500 right now.
I
Lummy, really
apologized to him, and I said I'm really sorry. And
that's my kid too,
you did,
man.
Bring him chocolate milk.
Well, I already had it ready for him because he was going to get me in.
You made him chocolate milk?
No, I brought him chocolate milk and a donut.
And a donut.
Did he forget to?
Is
call?
That what these treats
no,
are from?
I was going no, to. No, but
hold
it was
on,
early
hold
when
on,
I got
buddy,
up.
Lummy. You brought my kid a chocolate milk and a donut.
No, I was doing it for him picking me up. I already had it.
I understand. Oh, okay.
When did you buy it? Last week?
No, I bought it last night.
Okay.
See, like, I actually went and got
you don't really know what's the truth here, although
what do you mean?
I got to tell you, man code, like man law. Not that he's my kid, but man law, Man, I would be mad as hell if somebody did that to me.
Oh, I 100%. And oh, I profusely...
Nobody can beat you up or anything like that, but God, I would be... I would ignore you for at least a month.
Start throwing firecrackers at him.
I mean, I totally understand. I profusely apologize, and I'm really, really sorry. Treat Bill with 1,000 bits.
Why were you so late? Why were you so late? What did you do last night that was so irresponsible?
It wasn't that. Because my battery is pretty much low. I had to jump the car, and when I was doing it, I was scrambling because I was freaking out. I didn't have my USB stick. I knew I had to get some, and I was just going to text Tyler on the way. And leaving the house and just driving in, I was so pissed off. And in my head, I forgot to text them. And I was going to do it. I didn't want to do it when I was up at 4:40 jumping the car. Because I was like, all right, when I get on the road, I'll text them and say, hey, man, I'm running a little late. Because it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to get to the place. And I just got in my head and I forgot to text them.
I tried to say something, but my lips wouldn't move.
Yeah, by the way, I heard that excuse Saturday night. No, for real. Anybody that's watching this show right now, if you ask your employee why don't you answer me? You ask your employee a question and they don't answer you, and you go, "Lummy, why are you not answering me?" And he said, "I'm trying to talk, but my lips won't move." and I didn't, just pull over and fire him right there.
It didn't even seem out of the ordinary. That's Lummy. So Lummy,
he's told me before. I silently told you.
So what the hell does that mean? Lummy, man, I just that's just
yeah. I mean,
standing a guy goes out of his way to come pick you up, make sure you got a ride in.
Not just a guy, your son.
Yeah, my son.
Jesus.
That's compounding, but that doesn't even, don't even factor that part in.
But still.
Just, one of your buddies right. Be like, yeah, I'm there. He's there right on time.
Early in the morning.
And you stand him up.
Damn.
Yeah, I felt horrible. I kept telling him I feel horrible. I felt horrible talking to him. I felt horrible forgetting about it. I still feel horrible about it.
Do you forgive him, Tyler?
The chocolate milk and the donut made up for it. So,
yeah. You're a softie. I would be in his head for a month over this, Tyler, if you really knew how to play the game.
No, I know you would be.
You have a month of donuts and chocolate milk.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've gotten just, a good amount, but
that's horrible, buddy. What is this? 2-time Grand Slam doubles champion Ping? Is it Shuli? Was gone missing after accusing of Chinese politician of sexual assault. So this girl here,
yeah, good luck.
China does it differently.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're like, don't make allegations against the leaders of China because
they're much like the Clintons.
Things happen to you.
So did she publicly accuse?
Yep.
Apparently.
And then she went missing.
In social media posts that quickly disappeared.
Nice wig.
Ping. So, you know what? That's almost as good as Scott the Sales Pig's wig.
That looks like a plastic cap.
Yeah.
Much like Scott's the Sales Pig. this girl said that the former Chinese vice premier, Zhang Gul, whatever his hell name is,
mm-hmm.
forced her to have sex with him despite repeated refusals. Mm. Did not somebody say, hey, listen, hey, Ping,
yes?
do not accuse anybody.
No, I'm about to tweet.
No, do not tweet.
I tweet.
No.
Tweet a birdie tweet.
No, do not tweet
that
the vice president of everything around here, did a forced deal.
Oh, but he did, and I did. He mean man.
I know he did.
To know.
I know he did, but I love you. You're
he
my daughter.
Mean man.
You're my daughter,
tweet.
And I'd like for you to stick. I'd like for you to be able to make Thanksgiving this year.
Oh no, I'm gonna.
Think they have Thanksgiving in China?
No, it's an American holiday.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
I don't think they have Thanksgiving anywhere else except.
Well, America. They have it in Canada, but it's a different thing.
It's a different day.
Is it like Boxing Day or something?
No.
Something stupid.
It's called Thanksgiving, but it's like in October.
It's too cold in November for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This guy
so he was
have.
Vice premier. Does that mean like vice president?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think
so that would be like Pence?
Yeah.
Former vice president?
Pence, who is what? Lummy.
Number two.
No, you are so stupid. I hate you. What? He's not number two. God damn it. He's not number
Sorry.
Right, which is not two. Yeah,
number three, what?
He's the most popular people born, lived, resides in Columbus, Indiana.
Ping says that Zhang and his wife arranged to play tennis in Beijing. Oh, this gets hotter by the minute. Oh, we play tennis. Me, my wife, and you. Yeah, then you have sex with us. Doesn't sound like such a bad gig now, right?
No.
Think about this.
If you want it.
But think about this, Blitz. Let's say you don't want it, okay? Let's say you don't want the vice president taking you right down to zero after, a tennis deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to think, living in China, it's tough to get ahead. If they don't want you ahead, you don't get ahead. They pick and choose your freedoms, right?
Sure. Yes.
And if you were blasting the vice premier and his wife, I got to think, and you were cool about it, I got to think that you might be able to have some pretty cool stuff over there in China.
Well, I mean, she was already like kind of famous, right?
Yeah.
She was. So, she was a big shot.
So then she already has that.
Eh.
I totally get what you're saying. And for somebody else, absolutely. But she was kind of already somebody. So
you know, those knees are going to eventually give out, and those ankles, and that backhand ain't going to be as powerful as it used to be. But if you're blasting, if you're having a unicorn three-way with the vice and his wife, pretty much locks you in, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially
if you want that, sure.
I'm not condoning that in any way, shape, or form. Please don't think that. Please, please. How do you say her name, Anna?
Peng Shui.
Where is Peng Shui?
I guess they don't like it because now there's a Me Too movement in China.
The Chinese got
bring
the tanks out. We got Me Too.
Yeah.
Yes, there's
Salmon
accusations.
Square all over again. Yep.
Chrissy Evert, love her. She says in a tweet, "I wish I could tweet, but I got my Twitter taken away from me." Yes, the accusations are very disturbing. I've known Ping since she was 14. We all should be concerned. This is serious. Where is she? Is she safe? Any information will be appreciated. How old is she now?
35.
Peng? She's 35.
And this happened, I guess, when she was 32.
And now nobody knows where she's at.
No, we don't know.
You think they killed her? And how can
they usually reemerge and then they say it was a lie? They come back out and they go, "Oh, I was lying because I'm a stupid bitch." That's what they did with that Chinese scientist who said that it was contagious and China let it out or something, and he went missing for like 3 months, came back out and was like, "Oh, I was totally wrong."
Right.
Yeah, she's being re-educated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's being detained right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Let me tell you something, Ping Xiu. None of this happened. This was your imagination. This was a wet dream that you had one night when you were using your Hitachi.
You're a whore."
Right.
And then at the end, they're like, "Right? Right?" Oh. And then when she says no, they go, yeah, they zap her. And then they come back a few more days later and they ask her the same question. They go, "Right?" Until she says yes.
Gosh. And then they start feeding her.
Then they let her out.
I was the aggressor on this. I was so attracted to him and his wife that I threw it out there.
I seduced him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, she's made $9 million, too.
That's a lot of money in China.
Yeah.
I don't know that
it's a lot of money anywhere.
I don't know that they even let you have it all. Like, if you make $9 million, I don't know if China would even let you have it.
We don't.
Yeah. I mean,
we
$9 million.
Take almost half of it.
Yeah. Nico Mahut, who must be a real good tennis guy. The fact that Ping Shui... What's the bitch's name?
Peng Shui.
The fact that...
Peng Shui.
...is missing is not only the WTA's problem, but we're all concerned. Where is...
Peng Shui.
Where is...
Peng Shui.
And your impersonations are taking you to a whole other level around
That's
here.
That's all I got, Bubba.
Same voice for everybody, but it's good.
Yeah.
You need to lean on him. Am I in your head, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still kind of, my hand's still shaking from running
back
and forth.
Stop with the physicality, being scared. Like you never get beaten like you're a, beaten woman.
I had
woman.
A problem burning.
I've never beat you. I just...
Well,
it's the words.
Yeah, it's the words. I just don't want to disappoint you because it hits in my head that, if you mess up. Like, I couldn't find my keys this morning. I put them in my backpack and I couldn't get
them home.
It
sounds like everything in your life is about being afraid of me.
Well, I just don't want to disappoint you because disappointing you is already setting it up for it.
Like, is there things you're not afraid of?
Yeah.
Like what? When your wife gets behind you with an apparatus?
I love that.
Yeah, see?
That's a treat.
Yeah, then he gets excited.
See, Blitz, that actually would scare me, but it'd probably scare you, but he's like, "Oh, that's a walk in the park." I'd be like, "No, I'm not. No way. Uh-uh. That's scary. That is not going there. Uh-oh. No way. Lummy's like, oh, wow. You got the Latin Whopper for me, Ashley. Wow, it's a Latin Whopper night?
Is it my birthday?
Is it my birthday? It's close to Christmas. Lummy, quit making me be the bad guy.
Oh, you're not the bad guy. It's just how I feel.
It's all the other stuff you got going on in your life, and then you use me. You know what?
He had
you
nightmares over the weekend.
You use me as the boogeyman to cope.
Oh,
there it is.
Yeah.
Anna, help me peel that back.
Yeah.
He uses me to be able to cope, to have an actual figure.
Because you're the scapegoat for
right.
all of his problems that he can't solve.
Right.
So he just decides to blame you because he can put a face on that.
Right. You can put blame on somebody that you know and is of tangibility.
Right.
I'm a tangible
so
object.
So when you fail, you go, it was Bubba's fault.
Right.
Instead of blaming yourself, which
right.
is not healthy.
Than,
wait,
you
know, that like doesn't make any
sense. It's
that's
okay.
Not,
no, that
smarter
makes all
than
the sense of the world.
Because
it's
if I
smarter
fail,
than you can comprehend, Warren.
No, no, hold on. Because if I fail, it's my fault and I've let you down. I'm not blaming Bubba. Well, you know, I didn't get the CD burn because it was Bubba's fault. No, I'm like, I screwed up. I should have got here 5 minutes
early. Yeah, but
he
put so much pressure on you, and then you can't perform.
Yeah,
but if anyone asks why the TD didn't burn, my fault. I'd never say it's Bubba's fault. Well, I didn't say it's Bubba's fault. It's my fault.
Oh, I do. Like if someone's like, hey, you want to go out Thursday night? Ah, oh, man, you know my boss. He's making me work. I can't.
Yeah, I probably get blamed for all that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just keeping the expectations high in my head for Bubba.
Listen, I don't want no heat with you, buddy. I love you.
Oh, my God.
Just somehow pull the nose up and quit being so afraid. Like, I don't ever, you know. I just feel so horrible that I'm so in your head. I don't want to be in your head. I don't want you to be afraid of me. I want to be your buddy. I want to be, you know.
I'm sorry.
Like, what are you sorry? I'm not, you don't have to be sorry about nothing.
What are you writing down? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm putting Bubba's mad at me.
No, but I'm not mad at you. I'm trying to help.
It's your fault, Clem.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Like,
I don't know
I'm
if you can
like,
help him. I don't
I'm
know
just
if
trying to like say, Lummy, I'm so in your head that it's not healthy, buddy.
I don't think
like,
the Stockholmer can help the Stockholmed. I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to a therapist before, Lummy?
Yeah.
Did you tell him about me?
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, last year.
He used to say that you're like the topic of conversation all the time.
Lummy, can you give me an example? When you're sitting down with your therapist, how I'm brought up.
Well, he's kind of like at that one point, you know, he's asking me how my day was and stuff. And I was telling him how stressed I was because I had to do.
I work for a madman.
I think it was like do some different audio stuff. And then we started working on some different stuff. And I just told him I was really stressed. And, that, you know, there was this different things that I didn't want to fail you on. And I felt like I was going to fail. And I think it was during the Let Me Investigate video.
Oh, yeah.
And I was stressing out about, you know, making the video good enough for you. So you.
Because you made some of them so good. And then when they were bad, they seemed really bad.
So, right. You didn't tell them that
part. You let us all down.
No, I did. I told them that.
You knocked the first two out of the park. And so when you're working on three and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I did. I said I keep trying to do more and impress them more. But I'm so fearful that I'm not going to do it that I'm stressing myself out.
So after you went through all that nonsense, how did he analyze me? Did he like, he's a very bad guy?
No.
He's very much in your head. That's a very unhealthy working environment. You need to get yourself out of that environment. It just sounds very unhealthy and toxic.
Did he give you any pills?
No.
Did he mark out to Bubba? He's like, tell me what he's like.
Well, he kind of was just like, well, was he mad at you the first two times?
Did he know who I was?
Or
did you just tell him your boss? He didn't mention a name.
No, I told him your name. I don't think he knew. He was like a real old guy.
Mm. What did you just say, Bubba the Love Sponge or just Bubba Clem?
I said Bubba the Love Sponge. But he told me how you reacted, like, after the first two times I said you were happy with me, and then he kept trying to explain to me that, see, I'm stressing myself out over it, and I'm making too big of a deal of how you're going to react to it, and I just said
that
to him. Oh,
you have no idea how he is. I'm not overreacting at all.
Well, I might have said that, but I you do live in my head.
Look, guy, thanks for the advice, but you're an idiot.
Well, that's why I don't go to him anymore.
But Lummy, you know that like I'm trying to like talk about this out in the open to get to so that we can heal and we can fix this because it's not healthy. And now that you're married and you got a child and you know you have two other people that are that you're responsible for, I don't want to be the bad guy.
No,
I mean, I'm just saying like you're a dad and you're a And I gotta think that your wife gets tired of hearing, you know, how much real estate I have in your head.
No, she knows.
No, she knows. She accepts. You're pretty much like number three on the list of most important people.
That's pretty
above
high.
Above your parents?
Yeah, it's above the first.
Oh, I shouldn't be first, Lummy.
No, I mean
be...
like number three, but you're about, I'm you know.
The fourth kid and his wife?
How do you rank them? Which one? Do you
have... wife, kid, you?
Wife first.
Your wife is above your
wow.
kid?
Well, I mean, it's 1A, 1B, I mean.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer.
Not really. You can say I haven't loved the kid long enough to be able to bond like I did my wife. See, Lummy, even mess that up.
I know.
Your kid's not going to get mad at you if he's number two. Your wife's going to get mad at you if you're number two. You got to, you know.
I was just trying to get through them to get to you at number three.
Shut up, Lummy. Sometimes when you just should just shut up, you should just shut up because you make your situation worse.
No.
When you say some stupid stuff on it. All right.
What are you writing down?
What are you writing down? I'm in your head. Bubba,
I should shut up.
I should shut up. I'm stupid. What?
Make situation worse when don't shut up.
There you go.
When don't shut up.
Now, Lummy. So are we good? Are we good, buddy?
Yeah, of course we're good. Hold on, you were good with me.
You were burning a CD and it wasn't. Listen, Lummy, if you're burning a CD and it's not like the best of, and it's not something that we instantaneously need to start the show, and it's a royalty free, I can get it tomorrow.
I know, but
it's not a big deal.
I just worked on it and I wanted to get it to you. We haven't had one. You weren't expecting it. I kind of wanted to see that, like, oh, thanks, buddy. That smile on your face, like, thanks.
Oh, he was all hoping
for an attaboy.
Yeah, like, oh, man, I didn't even ask for a royalty free. Instead
and you
of
know
asking
what? That's
for it,
that would have been my reaction, hey, too.
Exactly. That's what I was really, and then that's why I got even more disappointed, because I'm running back and forth, and I'm looking at the time, and I go, I did this, and I want it, and now I'm going to walk in, and I'm 2 minutes, and I'm not going to be able to get that attaboy, and now I'm going to sit there, and I have nothing to show for it.
He had himself all worked up this morning, and he was going to get an attaboy.
Yeah.
How about I just give you an attaboy now, or is it not the same? Because
no,
you know it's fake.
No.
It's,
yeah.
But I understand that craving, though, mm-hmm. that when you get a, like, admiration or adoration from someone that you yeah. want to impress.
Yeah, and I brought your pants, too. Like, I was in a... Man, Bubba is not going to be mad at me this first segment. He's going to be happy I have the new royalty-free CD.
And I'm not mad at you, buddy.
Oh, I know, but
I mean,
just...
even though you failed and I'm in your head,
yeah.
I'm not mad at you at all.
Even though
what's to be mad about, buddy?
Well, no,
how about you regroup and bring me that royalty-free disc now that I know that it's coming for tomorrow, buddy?
Okay.
It's not near the...
Well, like, if you're not
pop,
mad, like,
you would have gotten a hell of a pop today.
Yeah,
I would have been like, oh, my God, for real? Thank you.
Now it's just required work.
Yeah, so, like, if I'm 1 out of 10 and, like, your feelings for me is a 5, if I gave you that and I brought the TikTok pants, I'd be at, like, a 7 or 8.
Yeah.
You'd be like, man, let me get everything I have for you. You're stepping up now.
And you have been falling behind.
Yeah, so he's trying to, like, make up for that with an attaboy.
And the thing you've been falling behind, and I'm what I'm going to say next, Lummy, is not intended to upset you further. I'd like to say that. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm not trying to upset you. I have no problems with you. I think you're awesome. I love you. You've been doing great. You've been in a little bit of a slump, but you seem to pull the nose up a little bit. You seem kind of funny.
Well, thank you.
I need to chime in a little bit more.
Yes, sir.
But no problems with you. Had no problems with you on Saturday. You're over. You know, you're just not as over as you used to be because somebody else is getting over right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And big it's time. Not who
big
you think.
Time.
First of all, there's somebody that's over, and that's Dan. Dan's over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Anna is starting to get over a little bit.
Not too much over.
No, you're not at the level of Dan
no,
being over.
No, certainly not.
But I just think it's like this pendulum that swings, and like when Lummy's over, like Blitz, I just don't think the show dynamic really allows more than a couple people really to be over.
Right.
And the show just naturally keeps a couple down and, you know, keeps a couple over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I'm Switzerland. I don't have anything to do with it. I'm not over. Well, I don't know. I think everybody hates me.
You're the most over, unover person there is.
Yeah, I'm the most popular, hated person that you have to deal with because it's my show.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Do you think people really, really do hate me? Or they
no.
just... Yeah,
mm-hmm.
or... Just, I don't
no,
know.
No. They like you, but then the problem is you're also the boss and everyone hates the boss.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I mean, that's...
I know.
Kind of how it is.
But Lummy, so I'm not saying this to, I'm going to try to use a big word now, okay? Exacerbate.
Ooh, nice.
The heat that you and I got. Anna, did I use it correctly?
You used it correctly and you said it correctly.
My hair looks good.
Dialed in.
Another pound lighter today than
Let's
yesterday.
Go.
Another pound. Drifted another pound last night. Real
oh,
pound.
Yeah.
Made it to the gym today.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasted, I'm sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But Anna, bitch. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I went 12, let me see, 13. I went noon to 4:30.
Damn.
14 and a half hours?
Yeah. I went,
yes.
14, I went 14 and a half last night.
Get those benefits.
Yeah. And see, you and I were kind of vibing on that. And
we
Lummy,
were.
Look at Lummy over there. Just do. Lummy, again, I'm not trying to get more in your head, but.
I still think it's funny you said masturbation wrong.
Yeah. And your biceps look really good.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can tell you worked them out. Good forearms raising.
Thank you.
Hair looks good.
Hair looks good.
Eyebrows fleek.
But I got a text from a female friend of mine who watches the, who just found, listen, she's somebody that she worked for, I think she worked for Southwest Florida, like Swift Mud Blitz back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
And she was the woman that got me the permit to be able to legally kill the cattails on my pond.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like you just couldn't go out there and kill them. They'd come get you.
Yeah.
Well, she got me all the permitting, right?
Cool, cool.
Her name's Dawn. And she and her husband moved like as a part of a job transfer to South Carolina. And she left, and she's from Tampa. And she grew up listening to me on the Power Pig and 98 Rock, and she's followed my whole career. She's been a friend of mine. And she's been watching. She's never left the show. She's basically been part of, you know, every combination I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And so she actually, I wish I kept it. I don't know if I have it. She texted me yesterday and she said, Anna is really starting to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, and I love her impersonations. I love her Romina. I love her Wilbur. And they and another, and this was a woman. This was a woman's mm-hmm. perspective.
A hot woman, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, Anna, you want to hear this? When she lived in Tampa,
uh-huh.
She went to Gracie Tampa.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she's into jiu-jitsu. Yes, her and her husband.
I'm already in love with her.
I think she's a purple belt. She's like, Anna is really growing on me. And Anna's like, you know, she's like basically saying this how over you were.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you for telling me that. Thanks, Don. Love you.
And so, yeah, there you go. Lummy, she's starting to get over a little bit.
Hi, Don.
Lummy, you better work on that Romina impression.
Lummy, that was so funny. That was so correctly timed, too, Lummy. See, that's the Lum that I know and love.
You're getting just your groove back.
Just that little, boom, just that little insertion right there completely just completely did it for you, buddy.
Thank you.
You're okay. You'll be back. You'll be back.
If I could just figure out that burning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Pedro's wife.
Oh,
Pedro's wife. How are you?
How many air marshals have you banged?
Zero. How many air... Now, did you guys know who the air marshals were?
Yes, that's why I was calling in, because some of the information is a little off. Just a little.
All right, well, give it to me then the way I got it. Give it to me straight. Well, give it to me straight, just like the way you went through how sexual you used to be, which I find very hot, by the way.
Well, thank you. Well, it happens to be that the cockpit is usually not locked when passengers are boarding. We don't lock the cockpit until boarding has been completed, the passenger counts have been done, and all the paperwork's been handed in.
All right, so the door is still open. But, you know, couldn't some bad guy just get in there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's why you have flight attendants standing up there going,
yeah.
Hello, hello, welcome aboard. Hello, hello, welcome aboard.
First now, hold defense. On now. You always have a couple flight attendants there, you know, shoulder to shoulder. But now, I got to think, continuing your story from before, that you're mm-hmm. that's probably where you're sizing up some of the passengers, aren't you?
Absolutely. And there is different code.
Dumb.
There's different codes, like... like when a hot guy walks on or something like that, you know, you get an elbow by another flight attendant or, you know.
Right. Now, will you give that guy a little extra, maybe a couple extra little thing of peanuts and some maybe a stiffer drink, you know?
Yeah, well, back in the day, maybe my phone number attached to that drink. But
Now, for real, you would even do that for real?
Yeah, I mean, it's just you have to size up your passengers because you're also looking – for able body assistance. And those are the ones that help you evacuate the aircraft if you need to.
Well, so plus, and plus, if stuff went down, you know, if you see a guy who looks like he's kind of a bodybuilder, kind of weightlifting guy, you're like, okay, that guy is in 24A, and if we need some, if we need a guy, some other little bastards getting lippy, we can call 24A in here to choke him out for us.
Yes, because if we have an air marshal on board, they will not get up unless the aircraft is in imminent danger. So if a passenger is like beating like another passenger up, they're really not going to get up for
really?
That.
Really? Really?
They will not identify themselves for that.
Oh, but because the bad guys were like, listen, let's start a little fight here, and then the
exactly.
air marshal will identify himself, and then we'll
there
know.
There could be a sleeper. There could be a sleeper on board.
I didn't think about that. You do a little diversion thing over here, and then the
right.
air marshal guy's identified himself. Now you know who you need to cut throat.
Tackle him, yeah.
Absolutely. So they do not get up unless there is an attempted breach of the cockpit.
Now, have, in all your years of flying, have you ever seen an air marshal have to get up?
No.
No.
And in fact, I hope, you know, I'm sure you have some air marshals listening, and, you know, forgive me, air marshals, they have to blend in. You would never know where this woman, I had an air marshal who was a woman, and she was wearing a beautiful, tight dress. She looked gorgeous. I would have never guessed she was an air marshal, but they have to identify themselves to the flight attendants as well as the pilot.
Now, did you want to scissor her? Were you, like, thinking about scissoring her?
No. No, I just wanted to know where her gun was, though.
well, she probably had like her little bag or something like that.
Yeah, her bag.
I mean, it's got to be on their person.
Oh, she probably had it.
So
maybe she had a
literally on
pocket.
It. They're wearing a gun somewhere.
She had a.
Yeah.
She's got a natural holster that can hold a small nine.
It was in her prison wallet.
It was in her prison wallet.
Maybe, but so there. I mean, she's blending in. He's blending in. Whoever it is, they use. Have to sit in the front
now,
of the aircraft.
Did you ever bang a flight air marshal?
No. No, you're not on board with them for very long. Like, you know, it's like one leg and then they.
And they
get
probably.
Off
and then they don't probably spend the night in the same hotels you guys do, I don't think.
No. No, they're government employees. So they're, you know.
Now, are they cool or are they a little bit uptight?
Some are really, really, really nice and some are just. You know, they just sit there. They sit there with their headphones on, which I don't understand. You know, they're listening to headphones. They're watching movies.
Well, they're just trying to blend. They're just trying to blend in.
Yeah.
They're blending. Yeah, they're blending. I mean, like I said, you'd never know you had an air marshal on.
Now, have they started winding that program down a little bit? Because after, you know, post 9/11, it was probably, you know, for 5 or so years, really, really a lot of them. I got to think that they probably don't do it as much.
After 9/11, there was air marshals on every single flight, and that program was ramping up. Like, you know, they were hiring. It was a Republican economy, so they were doing, you know, they were doing the most. And then now I had asked an air marshal, I said, I haven't seen you guys in like 4 or 5 years. Where'd you guys go? And they're like, well, they're mostly on the big carriers, you know, the majors, like American or United.
Right.
And blah, blah, you know, stuff like that. However, they do fly the smaller airlines quite a bit now, too. And I think it's ramping up a little bit more again because I've seen more and more.
Now, is the airline industry at all affected by what parties in office?
Like, absolutely.
Like, what are the differences? And again, I'm not trying to go one way or the other, but which way, like, you know, the Republicans do this, the Democrats do that, according to the airline industry.
Think about fuel prices.
Yeah.
You know, what's the fuel price right now for, you know, Jet A? It's horrendous. But most airlines, if they're smart, they've hedged their fuel way in advance.
Yeah, a lot of them hedge the fuel.
They have to, and that's the only way that they can save money. Or what they do is they tanker the gas. So, like, let's say the Fort Lauderdale gas is much cheaper than the New York City gas. So we'll put more gas on in Fort Lauderdale that we need to. And we won't have to add as much in New York when we have to return.
Right.
So, and that's called tankering.
Now, did you guys ever give any ass to the baggage handler guys? Did they ever get any ass or no, poor guys?
Oh, no, those poor guys.
I mean, Blitz, right? Those guys are out there just busting their ass. They just want a little flight attendant ass is all they wanted.
Those poor guys. You're waving to them from the window and, you know, you're like, oh.
Did you ever flash your knockers to them or anything?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, Blitz, how cool it would be. You and I are LaGuardia, our jobs.
Throwing bags.
Our job sucks, you know, and I mean.
It's like 10 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's 10 degrees, and man, be like, Blitz, look. And you couple hot little flight attendants, you know, gave us a jug shot. That'd totally make our day, would it not?
Listen, you know how small that window is, right? You know, that airplane window? My
you could
get, are you a little could, too big for that window.
You could throw one up in there. You could throw one in there.
Just the lefty.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, just one jug.
Just the nipple. Just the tip or just the nipple,
and then
right?
We go over and pop a tire so they got to stay there, Bubba.
Yeah, go. Blitz goes and ice picks his tire and be like,
That plane's got to stay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the joke. We always say, you know, if we're going to a nice destination, you're like, what circuit breaker do I have to pull? Just tell me and I'll do it.
And then
so we could stay.
Stay another day.
But it doesn't work like that. Nobody would actually jeopardize the aircraft. But it's a wish. It's a wish.
What, did you ever fly on the big ones, like the 747s?
DC-10s with a lower galley, which you could smoke down there back then, you know. And then...
you could also bang down there, too, couldn't you?
You could, except that I worked with all gay guys on that plane.
Oh.
So they went into the May. Yeah. I don't know what they did, though, put it that way.
Well, I'm sure they got after it.
Listen, I got a lot of questions, but... I don't have enough time. I need to do a podcast in itself, just me and you.
I do. I want to. There's a lot of information. And just one more thing before we go is that, you know, like I said, they just blend in. You'll never know. And they can get on the aircraft whenever they want, whenever they want.
Pedro said after the last time you were on the show, you guys had hot daytime sex, like you guys just took each other right after the show.
Well, somebody else had posted in your comments something about that, and they were absolutely right. Pedro was all worked up, man.
Yeah, Pedro said he was listening to it. He came home and just, you guys were
he's
like,
worked
it was
up
just,
now.
Oh, he's worked up right now?
He's still homesick, so he's listening, and I can tell you he's probably got a chub right now.
Oh,
why don't you go take care of that chub? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
We still have two kids home. We're getting rid of them soon.
Well, I mean, well, hold on. You put them on Facebook Marketplace? Yeah. Or what?
She's taking them to the fire station.
Two free kids.
I mean, going to the fire station?
I would like
station?
To put one
what?
Up for adoption.
Oh, how old are your kids?
We have a 13-year-old boy, a 9-year-old girl, and a 3-year-old little boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, please, honey.
The two are from Pedro's first marriage, and the little one is from us.
Right. So you hate the other. So that means you only love the little one at the end of the day. You hate those two little bastards.
No, I love them all, but the two older ones are definitely difficult, I got
to
tell you.
How do you and Pedro even be able to break off some, like, how can Pedro even get laid with all that, all
right.
those, with six set of eyeballs Jeez. Rolling around, or three set of eyeballs rolling up in
that? That's what we're having a problem with now, because the little one just finally got into his own little bed at the end of our bed.
Oh, yeah, see, that's the biggest mistake. Let me tell you something right now. That's the biggest mistake parents can make.
Absolutely.
Is to let your kids sleep with you.
Yeah.
That like, was all Pedro's fault.
Yeah, and so you just, you know, I know you got to be a dick. You got to be like a prison guard, but you're like, you're staying in your own, you're learning how to sleep in your own room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you
Please
cry
don't
yourself.
Don't let your kids sleep in a bed.
No, because
Please don't let your kids
unless
sleep
you want to
get,
no, unless you want to just absolutely dry up the ass parameters, you know, if you don't want to sleep with your wife or you don't want to sleep with your husband, then incorporate your infant into sleeping with you so that it makes them happy
it's
for however long.
It's a deal breaker.
Oh, it is. It is. You can't even lazy dog it.
It's a bed breaker.
Way to go, Pedro.
You can. Just
yeah.
be careful.
Yeah, but listen. Get that little 3-year-old. Is he finally back in her own bed?
Yeah, he's in his bed, but it's at the foot of ours.
Oh,
so
no.
What?
It's still in there.
Room.
Well, when are we putting that little mother effer in his own room?
He sleeps very hard, though. Don't you worry. Pedro's still giving it to me.
Oh, my God.
Very quietly.
Yeah, but he could be giving it to you, you know, like 86 flight attendant style if he didn't have that little bastard up down there.
You should have been here that day. I tell you, it was quite, Pedro was very worked up that day.
So what are the kids doing right now?
Well, one is pretending like he's too sick to go to school, and the other one is too sick to go to school. So,
Now, what about the
Pedro's
one that's...
About to take him.
What about the one that's pretending?
He's about to take him to the bus right now. Pedro, kicking his little butt out.
And then maybe a little, you know, a little quickie?
Maybe.
I hope so.
I'm telling you, he gets all worked up hearing me on the show. So
I get worked up hearing
you're
you on
his idol,
this.
So.
Well, you're mine. All right, Mama. Well, good talking to you.
All right. Thank you.
You little naughty girl.
Have a great weekend and have a happy holiday.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Pedro's
like
wife.
We'll be right back.
Action Jackson, video editor, PRN. Come on, Action Jackson, pick up your phone.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, I gave you that hour.
God dang. How many times is it going to ring? The one time I'm going to call. The one time.
Yeah, Action Jackson, don't pull a time. Wake up.
The one time. The one. Hello?
Leave your message. I will call you back. God bless you.
Well, it makes me want to fire this guy for being a douchebag. Where in the hell are you?
Tria Bill, 1,500 bits.
This is the one time I'm going to put you on the air to talk about this big super video that you're releasing today at noon. Can I get some Englishman butler voicemail? Action Jackson, you're lucky I don't fire you immediately.
Not the move, buddy.
Where in the hell are you?
Tria Bill, 1,500 bits.
This is the one time I'm going to put you on the air to talk about this big super video that you're releasing today at noon. Can I get some Englishman butler voicemail? Action Jackson, you're lucky I don't fire you immediately.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To mark urgent, press 1. Message marked urgent.
All you have to do is play it to a psychiatrist. Be like, this is my boss right here.
That's what Lummy was doing.
Yeah.
This is my boss right here. Maybe one of these two are Jackson. Hello?
Hey, I can't wait to hear this guy's reaction to that message, because that's not my number.
Well, it's the number that I... Yes, it is your number.
That's not my voicemail, Bubba. I swear to God, you got... You swear to God.
I swear to God.
Well?
Well, then hang up. I'll dial back what I have, okay?
All right.
That's a good message.
Hello?
Hello, Bubba.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I wonder if you could do me a solid. I'm longtime Bubba Army. I got to be careful what I say on the radio, but I am.
Me too. I got to be careful what I say on the radio at all times.
Okay, so being sensitive to that, I need the 2FC deal. And I was looking for it, and I.
Two finger. Hold on. You at work? You don't want people to say that you want to say the two fingered cul-de-sac Jones?
Okay, if I could say that exactly. I need that stuff.
I'm
messing up on my technique. It's been a while.
So you're saying, now, are you with a new girl or your wife?
Yeah.
Or what, like a new girl?
New, yeah.
You got a new girl, and you've heard about this technique. And now, have you told her about it so she knows that it's coming, no pun intended?
No.
You've not told her about it?
Yeah, and for the record, I pay my dues. I'm BAR for a long time, only fans.
Yeah, we got you, buddy. I'm here for you, buddy. I'm here. You don't got to prove your worth. I'm here even if you were just a guy like Alan from Cincinnati and just took it all in for free. I'm here to help you out, buddy. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
I'm here to help you out, buddy, okay?
Bubba, would you want to redo the video one time with your technique?
If I could find
get you one.
A block of vagina.
Yeah, I'll get you one.
If you get me one, I think, Blitz, I can do that.
Okay.
With a lab coat on.
I'll bring you one of mine.
Do we want Dr. Dan, like,
stand
on miles?
I thought Brent did it back in the day, but I
Bubba did it back in the day.
But I did it back in the day. I think it was Spice Boy, but I could do a newer one.
Okay.
And, Blitz, I don't know where we could we put that? We could certainly put it on our OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I think that's where it can live.
That's probably the only place we could put it. Right, Blitz, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in there, whatever.
Mm.
So listen, buddy, here's the deal. First of all, the best position I have... Now, you can do a girl on her back, or you can do a girl... But you can do them on their back or on all fours, but I feel I can get more pressure with a girl on all fours. So you get her on you get her on all fours. Yeah, oh, wow.
Man, these rubber blocks are expensive.
Yeah, they're like $150, aren't
they? I know. I thought they were cheaper than that.
Blocko vaginas.
Yeah. Well, we'll still get one.
Yeah. Money or no?
I'm sending one prime.
No, we got one. Listen, don't start being funny now. Just listen.
I'm sorry.
All right, so let me do the jokes, okay, buddy? So do you want to learn this technique or not?
I do.
Then shut up. Here we go. So you get your girl on all fours, and you get that ass up, and you get her face down, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So ass
face
up.
Down, ass up.
Ass up.
That's the way we like to
do things.
Ass up, face down. Say it right now, sir.
Ass up, face down.
Yeah. And so
You then take your two fingers, your index finger and your middle finger. Okay, buddy?
I'm doing it in the air as we speak.
Right, right. Like almost like you're trying to throw a curveball, but you're not throwing a curveball. You're throwing her a curveball, but you're not throwing a ball per se. So let me just say that you enter into the garage, okay? You take those two fingers and you put your two cars in the garage, okay, mm-hmm. buddy?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Park them in there.
Yeah, you park the cars in there.
Don't leave them running though. Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, so you turn the cars off, you put them in the garage, you don't carbon monoxide, put yourself to sleep.
They're Teslas.
Trying to put that ass to sleep.
They're Teslas, it's all right.
Right. So then at that point, sir, you just start kind of going like pushing down quite aggressively. you push down quite aggressively. Okay?
Okay.
And sometimes you even have to take your fingers and kind of knuckle them up and then like almost camel toe it. So you're in the garage and you at this point you started out full fingered, but then you go to a camel toe. You go to a camel toe position.
A kiss tiz.
You go to a camel toe position, and you really start putting the right shoulder into it.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, so right now I'm at the I'm at the curveball deal.
Yeah, you're at the curveball, and then you go to the and then you take the two car. You take the two car garage. You take the two cars.
Enter the garage, then you go into the two cars in the garage.
You take the two cars. And you put those things in the two-car garage. Well, your girl's probably more like a four-car garage, but
Jesus,
we're only
quite the opposite.
Put a,
okay,
put a park a semi
that's
in there.
In the
two
situation.
In the front, eight in the back, minivan style.
All right. So anyway, we're most women are three, four-car garages. So you got your two cars in there. Your two cars, and you put them in the garage. And then you want you
try
know,
to fit two more
you,
cars
you want,
in
you
there.
Want to, you want to try to take that car and make it just be as heavy as it can on the floor. You want that car just to put as much pressure on that garage floor as you can. And then sometimes it's not even enough pressure that you got to take the tires off of it and put it on the axles and start getting some axle action in there, buddy. That's how it works.
Tyler, are you taking notes?
I'm taking notes for him.
You
already messaged me.
Tyler, don't listen to any of this. Please, just transcribe a show from 94. Thanks. Now, Tyler, did you know that I was famous for a technique like that? Did you know?
No, but you've only said it 100 times.
Well, then you knew. You obviously knew.
Then you should know how to
do it. Have you? I don't want my son to. It's not a thing that I hand down generation to generation.
Should be.
It's like your mother's pie.
He told me to take the notes.
No, Tyler, have you ever Googled it?
No.
All right, don't. Okay.
Have you ever ex-hamstered it?
Stop. So, sir,
once you get down to the axles, then you just, knuckle it up?
Then you're trying to just absolutely drive that car through the cement.
Mm-hmm.
Drive
like
cars.
You're just trying to get it down.
Okay, yeah. So the cement, down, kind of like.
Yeah, you're trying to smash that cement.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to like, push through the bottom of the garage.
Right.
Like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Well, not like a wrecking ball, but, but yeah. You're
and then when does
the
donkey punch come into play?
Never.
So far in after Bubba do you knuckle it or camel toe it up?
Well, it's based on the reaction you're getting from her. If she's putting over just the standard two car, then you're okay. If
she's like,
I don't like it, or it's not really doing much, then.
You just say, bitch, take it.
Yeah, then
you got to call for backup.
Well, then you're not.
Add three cars.
Then you go, no. Yeah. Well, you can go mm-hmm. and add another car.
Yeah, you call the army in.
So if you do three,
drive a tank up in there.
I've put a three car. I've used three cars.
What about
cars.
An elbow?
No.
Oh.
Sometimes,
good Lord.
I know you don't want to say that your woman's got a three-car garage, but most women do, and sometimes that third car...
Sometimes they have a hanger.
Sometimes that third car is the added weight on the garage floor needed to make the fire, to make the sprinkler system
go off. But what three cars do you get to?
Because
you're
going
to have to have one outside.
Well, no, you have the index car, the middle, and then the ring finger.
So you got like the smart car outside?
You got those three. Okay. You know, like if you do the number three... Like mm-hmm. when you go to a NASCAR race
this
and on the third lap,
it.
You worry about, Dale Jr. Senior, three.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. And I
wouldn't
spread
it be just easier to throw the fourth car in there?
No, I mean, goddammit, it's not a four-car deal usually.
For some people, it is.
A four-car deal turns into a Rocky deal, and that's not good.
Yeah, this one's 100 pounds soaking wet. So
yeah, you're going to probably have to use three cars. You got three cars. You got your index car, your middle finger car,
and your
thumb. Ring, and your ring finger car.
How about like a motorcycle?
You guys are pissing me off.
Sorry.
I was just
stop
trying to
get thwarting my two-finger cul-de-sac Jones. I'm telling you the three cars needed. If you're going to go to a four or a five-car deal, then you're turning it into a Rocky deal. That's a whole different deal.
Yeah, sometimes you got a trailer and a boat and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, God. Three cars.
That move's not patented.
Three cars, as much pressure on that garage floor as you can possibly.
Yeah, break through the floor.
Put it down the axles.
You're trying to jackhammer that garage floor. You hear me?
Jackhammer.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to have a video that I'm going to put up on my OnlyFans within the Blitz has ordered the Blocko Vagina.
I've got it on my screen now. I'm just trying to figure out which one I want.
Yeah, and we're going to and we'll do it.
Oh, nice.
We'll make it on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Gross. Because there's some imposters out there.
What?
And it's just not, I'm sorry. There's some imposters out there that, you know, I see the credit from you, from BTLS and all that, but then there's other jobbers that are trying to do it, and it's just not. I want it right from the horse's mouth, if you will.
Playing Bubba Horse?
There you go, my friend.
I'm the horse. I'm the only horse around here,
Bubba's
going
to do it, not on a.
I got to call Jackson.
I appreciate it.
See you later.
Bye.
This is the number I got for him. Now, can you imagine if I did.
Oh.
The number you dialed, 1.
What a jerk.
One.
I'm going to kill you, Jackson.
Yeah.
This is the number that I'm using.
Do you want me to text you his number?
I got it. You mother.
The number you dialed, 1-6-1-7.
That's the number.
That's what he texted me.
I am calling. I don't care if the hackers can figure out
the number you dialed, 1-6-1-7-6-6-9-2 has not received a response from the service provider.
What?
What a jobber!
Has not received a response from the service provider.
You're a goddamn jobber,
what the hell
Jackson?
Does that even mean?
Has anyone ever heard that message
before? My
what
God.
The hell? You got a magic jack?
Who's working for us? Jackson! No what in the hell?
No response from your service provider.
Are you kidding me?
He's on line one.
What is your problem?
I've never heard that before in my life. You must be hitting a number wrong. I'll say the goddamn number on the air.
No, I don't. Listen.
Cool,
listen to me.
I sent him the number.
You're not going to say the goddamn number on the air. I got the goddamn number right here.
Jackson, I sent him
the exact one
you gave me.
Stop calling from the car park.
I could hang up on you right now.
Let's try it.
And I'm hanging up on you right now.
All right, let's do it.
That's the number.
The number you dialed.
What do you think
one.
I'm R? That I can't figure out how to dial a goddamn number?
242 has not received a response from the service provider.
What the hell does that even
Pay
mean?
Your bill, son.
Okay, Anna, come here right now. Come here right now.
Oh, I heard the number. You're right.
I just want her. Anna, here's an open line right here. Hold on. Dial that number on that. Where the hell are you, bitch? Dial that number on that phone.
I know. Hold on. Just wait and watch them.
Perfect. That's from Anna Hummel.
The number you dialed, 1-6-1.
S-M-I-D, Jackson! I'm cramping.
Jackson, why do you have the number blocked?
You need some magnesium.
He's cramping.
You just hurt Bubba. He's cramping.
I didn't do anything.
No, Jackson did.
Oh.
I actually woke up last night.
Action Jackson's cramping.
How's he going to do TikTok videos, Jackson? Yeah.
God damn, Jackson. Look at him fire you.
Do you stop blocking the number?
See? I just got a text from Country Girl. She says, is this still your number? Yes.
Yeah, well, it's not. Blitz, I'm dialing the number.
I know.
I can't help it that you got me blocked, Jackson. All right, Jackson, I'm just going to have to announce. I mean, maybe you can announce what.
Call in.
Hey, what are you waiting
for? What are you doing? Get off the phone with me.
Effing buffoon.
Yeah, what are you calling on me while during work hours? Come on.
You buffoon? Jesus. My Lord Almighty.
He made you cramp up, too.
Anna, did you not dial it?
I dialed it exactly.
And I dialed
it. I double-checked it, too.
Three times!
I know. It's not you, Bubba.
Do you want to come up there and massage your hamstrings?
No, Mom, it was my gut.
Oh, your
gut.
Jackson, hello.
You
get a gut cramp?
Bubba, you just have to poop.
No, it's my lower abdomen.
Oh.
And I got this muscle. So, Jackson, you're completely thwarting the excitement of what you got being released today at noon by not for
I know I don't know what the hell is going on.
You have a Cape Cod Magic Jack.
No, I got AT&T, man.
Yeah, this isn't the padded.
Yeah.
We're trying to do a radio show.
Yeah, Jackson, now whatever. I mean, there's nothing you can say that'll be like, oh, that's cool. It comes out at noon. You just ruined everything, Jackson.
Well, this video will be coming out next Wednesday. It's gonna be funny.
That's great.
Next Wednesday.
Listen.
Put yourself over.
Listen what? To me. Why don't you tell everybody what you got coming up at noon? It's taken you about, what, 3 or 4 weeks to put this thing together because you've, you know, been fighting copyrights and all kinds of deal. And it was 4 videos that you've condensed down to 1. And I really think people are going to want to watch this. It gets released today at noon on our YouTube channel. And Jackson, go ahead.
It's the video of your wedding weekend with the Howard Stern crew all down, and it's fantastic.
Now, does it have, like, any of the wedding footage or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got the whole, all the dancing, you know, Ronnie, the limo driver, let's have some horse.
did Hogan put me over?
Oh, Hogan put you over a lot, and it was, it's really
it was
weird.
It was actually kind of sad, you know.
It's very sad. You cried at the end, too.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking good as hell, too, though, was I not? I mean,
you were.
Good.
Oh, his speech was, Hogan's speech was nice.
Oh, Hogan's speech was nice. That all. By the way, that comes up today at noon on our YouTube channel.
Hey,
right
when do you have another wedding? That was really fun.
I'm never getting married again.
That was a lot of fun.
If I got married, it'd be a small little ceremony in Warsaw, Indiana.
Oh. And the funny, there's a couple of funny parts with, like, Artie jet skiing at one point, and then you come and you pick up everybody on this, like, on Fabrizi's 40-foot yacht and go out.
Well, that's not called a yacht, but the Jackson, that's called just an open fish. I mean,
that's
it's
just a regular boat.
It's a regular boat. But, I mean, that's a $600,000 boat, but it's not a yacht.
Here's the funny thing, though. That was 2 hours before your wedding.
I know, but we're out in the boat 2 hours before we're supposed to go to the wedding.
Nice.
Man, there was, God, that's a very special video. How long is it, Jackson?
It's about 45 minutes.
Perfect. And you took 4 of them, condensed it down to 1, and you had some, like, 25 was nude in the shower. You had to take that out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah, and there's a couple of words that don't fly these days. You know that.
Right. Then you got all that out?
Yeah, yeah.
And then how many copyright strikes did you get that you had to battle through?
It was from the dancing at the wedding. There was a few. There was like 3 or 4, but I got them muted and trimmed and
perfect.
No big deal.
All right, Jackson. Really, honest to God, your phone does not accept my phone calls. Blitz,
that's
a way to really deal with your boss, isn't it?
Like, that's what I need to figure out that deal.
Yeah. Blitz says,
text me, Jackson. What you got? I need to figure
Jackson,
that one out.
I finally want to talk to you about something. Give me that technology immediately.
Exactly.
Try not hitting 1 next time, maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean not hitting
1?
You gotta hit 1, you dumbass.
You don't have to hit 1.
Yeah, you do.
Well, maybe for the radio station you do. I don't know. I'm sorry, man. I have no idea.
No, we're not really mad. You just keep churning out those great videos, my friend. And say hi to your wife. I loved the picture.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for the shirt.
I mean, let's not. No, hold on. Blitz, people are going to start thinking that his wife sent me inappropriate pictures now. No, Jackson sent me a picture of his wife wearing her Bubba Army shirt. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So thank you for that. I want people to think that I'm getting, you know, tea picks from Jackson's wife, although I wouldn't mind having a few if she wants to send them.
Right.
Honey, Bubba wants pictures of your boobies.
Well, no.
She says it's a hard no, sorry.
Well, what? It's a what? Hard, I mean, it's not even a maybe, it's a hard no?
She says if she can see yours first.
Oh, that's easy.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. No.
All right. Well, tell Mrs. Jackson her husband's a buffoon, and thank God that there's a cool person in the home, and we look forward to your special today at noon, buddy.
Yeah, I'm a buffoon, and he says, thank God there's a cool person in the home like you. And you're very pretty.
You're very pretty. And, you know, I will see those knocks by the end of fiscal next year.
And he says he will see your knocks by the end of next fiscal next year.
Yeah, I didn't see the knockers. Yeah. He ain't seeing the knockers. I'm telling you that right now. All right, I'll see you later, Jackson.
All right, sorry, Bubba. I mean, let's fix this. Let's
don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Just call us when you need us. We don't need to call you.
Okay.
See you later.
Love you guys. Bye.
You bastard. From Departed. You wall book.
He's going to go park his cars in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just saying.
Oh, maybe he's going to do the two fists. Two finger.
Turn it into a kiss tis, though. If you're really getting after it, sometimes you camel toe up those fingers.
Yeah. Or
and
rock,
really
rock
and really
out.
Gorilla knuckle him.
Really drive it.
You get
it
to
in.
Gorilla knuckle in there. Like you're just mm-hmm. in there you and you're just like, okay, hold on. I got the fingers. And now let me get the gorilla knucks.
Right.
The camel toe chaser.
Then that's when you put your shoulder into it.
Yeah. Sneak your thumb in the middle.
Drive the thumb.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.
I have to make urine.
You fucker, Jackson. You fucker. That should be a great fucking video.
I have to pee, Lama.
You fucker.